Mute swans are large, gorgeous, white birds. They were brought to the U.S. from Europe in the 1800s to beautify parks and estates. The swans were meant to be kept in captivity, but they escaped. And since, the numbers have skyrocketed along the Great Lakes and Eastern Seaboard. So, like in other areas, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has come up with a plan. The state wants to shoot all the mute swans. But this doesn't sit well with a lot of people, and Pat Kujawa is one of them. Kujawa is sitting in her home on Phantom Lake. The area is home to about 85% of Wisconsin's mute swans. Each summer, for several years, Kujawa's family has bonded with the mute swans. She sees the birds as neighbors on the lake. She holds a photo album full of pictures of the swans and her kids as they grew up.
We have pictures of our son Kyle swimming with them, and he's probably about, I would say, 8 or 9 years old. And again, other pictures like that, showing the parents standing back and all the babies coming up and taking bread right out of Kyle's hands. Sort of suggests that perhaps the DNR characterization of them being aggressive is somewhat misguided, or at least it's what they want people to hear.
Wildlife officials say the mute swans are aggressive, especially during the nesting and breeding season. They say the mutes push native birds out of their habitat and upset aquatic life by uprooting vegetation along the shore. Officials also say the mute swan was posing a problem as the state worked to reintroduce the native trumpeter swan. Their numbers have just recovered. But because of protests from people like Kujawa, the state government says it will temporarily modify its mute swan eradication plan. What they're doing might seem a little unusual. The state is going to let people in three counties adopt or sponsor as many mute swans as they want. Erin Solello is from the Department of Natural Resources. She says people won't have to bring the birds into their house to live like a cat or dog, but she says they will have to get the swans fixed.
They will be able to apply for a permit to capture a swan from the wild, and they will be required to neuter that swan and re-release that swan into the wild.
Solello says that will keep the birds from breeding, and the state won't shoot the birds when they see them.
We felt that this was kind of a win-win for everyone. As an agency, we are still upholding our share of what has become a national mute swan control policy, while at the same time allowing that for citizens who have formed emotional attachment to these birds to keep those birds around and keep them on their landscape.
Solello says the state's goal is still to kill all of the mute swans. She says officials will shoot the mutes that aren't wearing neck tags that show the birds have been spayed or neutered. And obviously, the swans that have the surgery won't be having babies. One vet says the spaying or neutering procedure could cost between $150 and $250 per bird. And Grace Graham says that might be difficult for her to afford. Graham is Pat Kujawa's neighbor on Phantom Lake. The 70-year-old retired school teacher has been swimming with and feeding the mute swans for years. She says the mute swans should just be left alone and that it's wrong to eliminate a species. But she knows ultimately, if it's impossible for the birds to reproduce, the swans will be gone at some point.
I don't want to even think about our lake not having any mute swans on it. All the summer, the last time I swam with them before the water got cold, I thought, Grace, this is the last time you're going to get to do this, the last time you fed them, the last time you do all of these things. It's almost like a death thing.
For the Environment Report, I'm Christina Shockley.